From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, the Big Blue Roundtable. We got the ladies and gentlemen, we got them on. Got the video popping. Should be a fun episode. Preview versus the Dolphins. Bleed Blue Show, BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. We're not even going to wait. We're going to put them on roll call right now. And to get into this matchup versus the Dolphins. One more thing. I said we're going to get into it right now. But, yo, go back to BleedBlueShow.com. We have some good episodes talking to hockey, VAR squad around the NHL, our basketball team around the NBA. Now it's time for the football, man. Let's get right into it. LB, what's going on, Lady Blue? Hope all is well. Weather!
How are you? It's so nice to see people. So I'm looking forward to this game. I really am. I have a good feeling, but my feelings could be wrong, but you never know. I'm going to stay positive. How about that? I'm just going to roll up the high that we beat the filthy Eagles last week, and I'm going to let it roll.
All right. You're looking great. You're looking great, Lane. That's what's up. Shout out to LB. Let's go to At The C Notes. That will be Carl, man. Carl, what's up, man? Former head honcho of Big Blue Chicago, man. What's going on, man? How you doing, man? Oh, that's my bad. I'm sorry. That's my
this
bad.
This evening? Oh,
here you go.
No worries there. Pleasant good evening to you, Steve, to Lady Blue, seeing everybody's beautiful faces out there. It's Cowboys night down here in Dallas as they get ready for the game in about an hour and change, so... You know, it's a little nervous down here with the folks warning about what happened after last week. But you know what? We'll see what happens then. And then, of course, we'll see what happens with the Giants on Sunday.
All right. Shout out to Carl, man. And, of course, Dave, Big Blue, Denver Crew. What's up, Dave? How's everything? Good to see you, boss.
What's going on, man? This is real creative, but it's better to do the videos to see a face, you know, since. When I work, I'm on the computer all day, you know. So this is pretty cool to put a face on a voice, you know what I'm saying? I'm thankful to have another day to live, another day to talk sports, and actually to see people, man, while we talk. I had to come to my son's house because he got better Wi-Fi than I do in my because I live with some roommates right now. Usually I make this phone call in my car.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I usually make this phone call. I usually do it in my car because I got Wi-Fi in my car.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. I've done the show, or I've called into the show from all kind of places, airport parking lots, interstates, pissed off after the Giants game on an interstate. So, yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to, you know, put your opinion out there to, you know, get involved with the, what the stakeholders are saying, man. But, yeah, shout-outs to Dave, man. And we'll definitely get your thoughts on this matchup versus the Dolphins, and we'll get interjections and real, you know, go back and forth. The definition of lit, Big Blue of Arizona, the knife wonder of the tailgate world has joined us. Definition of lit. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm just going to be the voice out here. No one gets to see me. I'm just going to be the voice. I'm ready to go, man. We just got a busy weekend, dude. I cannot wait to smell some East Coast air, look at the Atlantic Ocean, get my feet into some Atlantic East Coast sand, and just enjoy it out there. But we'll talk about that a little later.
All right. Shout outs to Definition of Lit. Let's bring on the frontliner extraordinaire himself, Ed Honcho, D-Bakes. D-Bakes, I saw you on the video. What happened? You disappeared, man. But you come back on if you want. What's up, Bakes?
Hey, what's going on? I dropped and I'm trying to get back in. I guess I got to wait for you to let me back in. But what's good, people? We're in a two-week stretch of some frontliner events, so we can talk about it a little later. But we got Miami this weekend and we got L.A. next weekend.
All right. Oh, no, you want to get that out the way? You want to get some house cleaning out the way right now? Or you want to get
sure.
that out the way?
Sure. So, yeah, so this Sunday we're going to have a tailgate at Lot 22, hosted by Captain Bill out of Miami, the Florida, I should say. And we're going to be having a nice tailgate there before the game. Parking is free. You just got to go through the stadium and reserve your spot. Posted the links on it, sent the flyer out, and it's out there for us to anyone that's going to be in town. We got a bunch of folks from the Georgia area heading down, so it's going to be a good time. And then the following week, we'll be in Los Angeles, and we'll be having a three-day event. We're going to be having a meet and greet at Melanie's at Friday, and then Saturday, we're going to be having a community service event with PS Science to help that organization put together their packets to help school kids learn about science. We're going to do that for about 2 hours, and then we'll break for lunch. And later in the day, most of us are going to go and do the SoFi Stadium tour. And then after that, we have another event at 6 for the Bar Lounge. And then Sunday is a tailgate at the Pink Lot. And we'll be having a great time with that. We got a lot of folks coming through, and we're going to be having both Friday and Sunday. We're going to be having raffles and giveaways. So it's going to be a great time, man. Getting back to, you know, doing our frontline activities. You know, we missed last year because of COVID, but we're back strongly. Just a caveat for L.A., you will need to have a valid vaccination card or a picture of your card or a negative COVID test in 72 hours. So like for that weekend, like right before that weekend, to gain access to the stadium, to gain access to most bars and lounges. So if you're planning on coming into town, please remember that.
All right. Shout outs to Bakes. Cool, man. Matter of fact, at the end of this episode, do it one more time to double down on highlighted the points of the events. You guys done a marvelous job putting together, man. So shout out to Bakes, man. Got a couple more stakeholders to bring on and say hello on the roll call. Shout out to Bakes. Bakes, let me know if you got in. You got back in.
Well, it's still telling me attempting to join. Please wait. So maybe you got to let me in.
I have no idea what that's about. Hold on. Let me see.
All right.
While we do that, let's bring on Billy Bob. Billy Bob, say hello to the people, man. How you doing, man?
What's up? Good evening, y'all. How y'all doing, man? Hope everything good.
Everything good, man?
Yeah, everything's good. How y'all doing this evening?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Can't complain. I got the stakeholders getting ready for a matchup versus the Dolphins. I know you're looking forward to that game.
Yes, I am. There's a lot to talk about, though. It still is a lot to talk about. We'll talk about it.
All right, cool. And one more stakeholder we're bringing on. Let us know how the events, the extravaganza went down there. Meltdown with us. Oh, yeah, gang is in the building. What up, Jeff? How you doing, Meltdown?
Hey, I'm good, Steve. I'm good. It was good. Everything went well. We had a good turnout at North 30th Street Grill. It was a good turnout. Even though the game for the Bucks game didn't turn out the way we wanted it to, but we still had a good time in the second half and kind of got lost in the music there while still, you know, paying attention to the game. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We like I said, we had a good turnout.
All right, shout out to Meltdown, man. It's good to hear from you, boss, man. I'm glad everything went well. FYI, yeah. Bakes, I'm trying to get you on. I don't know what's going on. It says you're busy, man. I don't know. It keeps on saying you're
all
busy.
Get out and go back in it. That's usually what I do with technology because technology sucks sometimes.
All right, so let Bakes know it says you're busy, boss. I don't know why I'm going through. But let's move on. Listen, man, I was looking at this Miami game. They won the last four in a row. Three of them was versus, I guess you could say, inferior opponents. So let me meet your line real quick, Bakes, on the video. I don't know. I think one of their impressive impressive wins, Lady Blue, was when they beat the Ravens on Thursday night. The other teams they beat, it was the Jets, Carolina, and Houston. Call for what it's worth. They were on the schedule. They beat them. A couple of those games was Jacoby Brissett. They rely on a whole bunch of guys. Not a lot. They don't do a lot of great things. They're a middle-of-the-pack team, running defense. Their record is there. Above-average team. They play well over the last month. But, Lady Blue, after beating the Eagles, what is your thoughts as far as going into Miami? What matchups on the field versus the Dolphins are you looking forward to, whether on the Giants side, offensive side, or the defensive side? Put you on for the 3 minutes, and then we'll go to Carl, get his thoughts on so.
Well, like I said, I'm still running the high of beating the Eagles. And as far as when we play the Dolphins, we've only played them 9 times, and we do lead the series 7-2. I mean, the last time we played them, we've beaten them the last 4 times. The last time we beat them was 2019. We beat them 36-20. So I still feel good, but we still have the question of who's going to play on Sunday. Everything is iffy whether or not DJ is going to be our quarterback. Some people say he's out. Some people say he's playing. Some people say he's practicing. Some people say he's not. So I have no idea what the hell is going on because everybody's saying different things. So to me, it also depends on, okay, if he's not playing, since we just signed Frohm, who's going to be our starting quarterback, or are they going to switch the times between them? We don't know if Kadarius Toney is playing. We don't know if Sterling Shepard's still playing. We don't know if Kyle Rudolph is still playing. I mean, so there's still a lot of unknowns. I'm just hoping that we have some part of a defense that can get to Tua. I mean, we have to start pass rushing. I mean, Jesus Christ. What do we have, maybe 3 sacks the whole season? I mean, we just stop. I mean, our initial thing in our past was our defense. We used to kick ass in our defense. It was our strongest. I'm talking the past, baby, the way past. Well, we won our Super Bowls. We had a kick-ass defense, okay? Now we just suck. But, Les, there's too many ifs for this game, but I'm just positive because we win the series, we win the overall, and we're going down there, and it's going to be nice. So I wish I can go. Oh, my God, I wish I can be there. I really wanted to go, but I can't. I just had surgery a month ago, so I'm still healing. But I'm looking forward to a good game, and I don't want to see any bullshit that we had last week. I mean, I was really surprised that we won, believe it or not, because of the Meadowlands miracle that we always have against that shit-ass team.
I know. Time is up.
I know.
You said something about the past, but you could kiss that goodbye. That ain't happening this season.
I know, but that used to be our signature, was the defense, but now we've got none. We cannot get to the quarterback.
Used to be past.
We need to get to the quarterback. That's our biggest
thing. You got to fix that in all season. Let's go to at the C notes. Let's go to Carl, get his thoughts, man. What matchups you looking at on the field? Giants versus Dolphins. Anybody on the Dolphins that you're worried about, Carl? And then we'll go to Dave after that.
You know, Miami has had, if you looked at their games this season, I was looking it up earlier. Their season and the Giants season have been very, very similar. You know, Miami had that 7-game losing streak, but I was looking at the losses that Miami had. So they lost in overtime to Vegas. They then lost on a last-second field goal to Jacksonville and then lost on the last-second field goal to Atlanta. That was part of the 7-game losing streak that they had after they won their first game of the season. And now that they've won 4 games in a row, you know, a case could have been made earlier that they were playing better than what the record was, but now maybe that's sort of evening out a little bit to where, you know, 4 games in a row, the big one that I think everybody probably saw a few weeks ago was the game that they had against the Ravens, where defensively they just harassed Lamar Jackson to the point where the Ravens offense couldn't really do much at all. So that's something that I'm looking at this week. And they played Carolina this past week. And I think Cam Newton in that game, if I remember the stats correctly, I think he went 5 out of 21 for 92 yards, 2 interceptions. And it got so bad, finally, that the coach had to sit him on the bench. Like, it was that awful by Miami. And so you wonder, you know, this week, I don't think there's any particular player defensively that I can highlight and say, okay, watch out for this guy. Because the Dolphins sort of do it as a collective. And so from the back end to up front, and I was looking at the pass rush rates for the season. The Dolphins are 6th in the league in getting to the passer. Now, what does that mean? I mean, what pass rush win rate is, a pass rusher beating his block within 2.5 seconds. They're 6th in the league in that. So they get pressure up front with their defensive line. Now, to Lady Blue's point, the Giants are 32nd in the league at doing that. Dead last. And so, like, how does that how does that work itself? You know, so the Giants can't rush the passer, but Miami can't protect the passer either. They're worse in the league at protecting the quarterback. It's gotten better the last, you know, 2 games. But for the most part, the Miami problem offensively during their losing streak, and it's gotten better in this winning streak, is that they've been able to protect the passer just a little bit better than they were before when they couldn't do it at all. So which one comes to play? Does the offensive line of the Dolphins that's been bad play better against the Giants defensive line who's also bad? Or does the opposite way happen, where the Giants finally get an offensive line that's not very good, and they push the pocket and be able to sort of control the game from that standpoint? That's something that I'm wondering about coming in. If the Giants can win that battle, conversely, if Miami can win that battle, that'll go a long way to determining the game. As far as the thing with Jones starting, I did find it very strange that the Giants. I think they're playing subterfuge with the whole Jones starting thing, much like you saw last week where they didn't want to name a play caller up until, you know, Sunday, about, you know, an hour before the game. So there's a lot of belief that I don't think Jones is going to play. Will it make much of a difference? I'm not totally sure.
That's a good point. We laughed because Carl said something. It made Dave laugh, made Elaine laugh. Made me laugh. Bass was serious. Bass had the serious grill on. I don't know if y'all peeped that. He said, "Oh hell no." But we'll get to that point, man. Shout out to Carl, man. Let's get to Dave, man. No, that's a good point, man. As far as our quarterback, is he going to be available? We got guys out on the injury list. A lot of the wide receivers, DNPs and LPs this week. Go ahead, Dave. Any points you thoughts as far as versus the Dolphins this week? Then we get to the definition of lit. D. Bakes, Billy Bob, the meltdown.
Yeah, I'm looking at what Freddie Kitchens is going to do against that Miami defense. I'm really not too worried about the Giants defense. You know, I'm just worried about what, you know, I was at the game last week, and I know it's just one game, and I'm not putting no stock in it, but Freddie Kitchens, what I like, our offensive line is terrible, but at least Freddie Kitchens did something Jason Garrett didn't do. He identified how to use the talent he has in offense. And what I mean by that, when I was at the game, I saw a lot of motion, and he used number 88. I don't want to say his name, but he used number 88 on a lot of motion, chip block. You know, he used him in the slot. He used him in the outside slant.
It's okay. Say his name.
What? No, I don't want to say his name.
Good. I'll pause you 3 minutes.
I really want to see, because, you know, man, like Carl said, like Cino said, Miami does get pressure at the quarterbacks, you know. So they're a high blitzing team, you know. So I definitely want to see if Freddie Kitchens is going to be creative enough to give Danny Jones time to find the open receivers. I think the only person I'm worried about on offense for Miami is Waddle, but they don't have no other receiver, right? Because Parker's not playing, right? I think he's still hurt, right? Devontae Parker.
Yeah. Even though they don't have him, they've utilized a lot of their tight ends, right? Gillespie.
Yeah, Gillespie's good.
And the other
guy. Surprisingly, surprisingly, I don't know if you guys noticed that the Giants this year has been good in covering the tight ends for the most part. You know, they haven't had a big – for the most part, they've been great on that, you know. So, I mean, but, you know, this could be the game that, you know, Gesicki has the career of his life, you know. So, but that's it, man. It's just Freddie Kitchens against that Miami defense, that rush, you know, because he's going to blitz a lot. So I'm hoping I get to see more down throw, more deep throws, you know, like Galladay. Like, you know, it took the Giants 11 weeks to figure out that you could throw the ball in the end zone to Galladay, you know. Even though, you know, Daniel Jones wasn't accurate, you know, but at least we threw it in the end zone, you know, which I was happy to see.
All right, cool.
I still got more time. Do I got like 30 seconds?
You got one more minute. I'm looking at the timer now.
All right. Another thing. I don't know about Nate Solder, man. Man, he looked bad. I mean, I don't know what he was doing out there this last Sunday. So, I mean, I don't know if they're playing him because they're paying him or I don't know if if Judge likes him or I don't know what's going on with that, but he doesn't need to be out there, you know.
Yeah,
that's about it. That's all I got for now, man.
I'll let Bakes answer that or Carl or Lit. Do you want to go to war with Pert and whenever Thomas is available or Solder? I mean, it really comes down to that on the ends. Shout out to Dave, man. Thank you very much. Let's go to Definition of Lit, ninth wonder of the tailgate world, man. Big Blue of Arizona. Lit, what's your thoughts, man, as far as matchup versus the Dolphins, man?
Well, you know, Steve, there's a few things that haven't been brought out to the forefront yet. I mean, this is going to be an interesting matchup of two Belichick's disciples. This is Brian Flores v. Joe Judge. I'm very excited to see how both teams are going to prepare themselves for this particular game. It's almost like you have one coach that's going in the right direction, and there's a lot of this other coach that's kind of questioning right now. But they both come from the Belichick lineage. So it's going to be very interesting on that note. I find that really – because this is the only time there are going to be two coaches that came from him that are going mano a mano. The other thing that, you know, hasn't been thrown out – I'm surprised Carl didn't throw this out. We're actually prepping for a southpaw. And, you know, we don't play southpaws. And now we're prepping to where the right side will be the blind side, obviously. And now we are going to deal with a quarterback that throws left. And we're going to have to adjust our way of thinking, knowing that the southpaw, Tua, will be probably throwing more center left as opposed to center right because he is left-handed. It's going to be interesting how we prepare ourselves for this because this is not the normal, natural quarterback throwing from the left side. So I'm hoping that there's going to be some communication to the Giants' defense and secondary. Certain tells are going to come up to see kind of, you know, how Tua goes through his motions and where they're going to have to kind of align on the field for their defensive set. Because it's not going to come to the right side. I think it's going to be more center left where he throws to. You know, and the other thing I just kind of really, I don't know if this is more of a compliment to Daniel Jones or not, but, I mean, it sounds to me like he's the most toughest guy out there when it comes to the quarterback getting hurt and then miraculously being healed and ready to go. I mean, maybe that's a good thing that you can knock the bejesus out of him and he will just bounce back up like Stretch Man. I don't know. I find that maybe that's a good thing to have. I know we're all poo-pooing on him, but if he can sustain an injury and come back quicker than, let's just say, Saquon Barkley, maybe that's a good thing.
Okay.
Shout out to Lit. He's like he's the Terminator 2, Daniel Jones, man. Made out of liquid metal. Shout out to Lit. Let's go to let's see, Bakes, D. Bakes, man. What's your thoughts, man, on this matchup versus the Fins, man?
So,
you think about it, and you think about what we do versus what they do. They play defense really well. We play offense. We play offense very badly. So that's a tough matchup, right? We average, 17 points, barely, and we can't score, and they have a really tough defense. And I've seen them stifle a lot better, more offensive, prolific teams than us. So that gives me a cause for concern. They play great team defense. Our defense is bend or don't break. We don't really score that much on defense, but we're getting a lot of takeaways. But our offense is not capitalizing. But if we can capitalize on short field and, not give away any plays, it's going to be a tight game. We have an opportunity to win, but it's going to be tough. We have to play, mistake-free offensive football, which is tough. Talking about Nate Solder, basically, to me, he's a throwaway. He got all that money, took the COVID time off. They should just let him go because – I would rather have Purton there than him. He's like a matador. He's like a turnstile. I don't know what Judge sees. And I understand Judge has to protect his players somewhat, but that also leads to his credibility. He can say nothing. He can say we're evaluating players and the best player plays, but clearly that's not the case because he's not one of the best players. He can't play left tackle, and clearly he can't play right tackle either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's concerning for me. This might be a field goal game, two decent defenses and two kind of bad offenses. So, has cause for concern. And then if Daniel Jones is really unhealthy, that's going to take away the RPO, which is probably more productive plays, the replay option. So that's a cause of concern. And if he's hurt, got a neck strain, you don't want him running that because he doesn't seem to slide. He doesn't like to slide. So might get hurt more. And, do we really have confidence in our backup? So it's cause for concern for me. But, if Saquon gets some more touches and we can probably control the tempo field management and kick field goals and take our spot. If Kitchens can get the ball on the field, why are we not, getting Ross in the game? Why are we not taking shots down the field with Galladay? I don't understand. Maybe we don't have time because of the offensive line. But they can do things like move the line, roll out. They got to stop running these screens because they're not working. And you saw the last couple of games, when they get let through, the linemen just run straight to the back or the wide receiver. They're not fooling anyone with these screens. So they got to come up with something else. And the halfback option or the wide receiver option, they're seeing these and they're not being fooled by them. So, that was with Garrett. So I don't know what Kitchens is going to bring, but they need to stop that and come up with some other creative plays and, maybe get back to smash mouth football, play on the center, and run the ball, and establish a run, and then hit them with some play action. That's always worked for us. But, that's not the kind of tempo offense they're trying to run. But the tempo offense they're trying to run is not working. So it's time to try something different.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shout out to Bakes, D-Bakes, man, NYG Frontliners, man. Let's see who's next. Got Billy Bob. Let's get Billy Bob on the line, put him on for his 3 minutes. Matchup versus the Finns. I know this is a personal game for you, sir. Go ahead, fire away. We'll get Meltdown after that and then bring on Dre. Billy Bob, your thoughts.
All right, man. When I'm looking at this, still an audition game for Freddie Kitchens. So if you really want this job, he should try his best and try to take over because what I see is that he has to to me, if you're a good offensive coordinator, it doesn't matter who you have at quarterback. You just got to find some way to do what you did last week. Find some way not to put any quarterback in harm's way. Don't turn over the ball. Just win the game. Just let your defense win the game. Because, it's not that hard to stop the Dolphins. Listen, we got Lorenzo Carter back, so I'm already on my defensive side of the ball. I know what we're going to do. Listen, if we don't have a pass rush, all they should be telling our defensive linemen is get your hands up and play the slant. They are just as terrible like us on offense. It is just so vanilla. Hey, Carl, you're right. They just a split mirror image of each other. That's all I've been seeing. So it's like if we just get our hands up, because Tua is just throwing slant passes all day if he's the quarterback. We'll stop that. And yes, they do have a running game, too. They run the game is physical. I'm not going to say it's the best running game, but it's physical. The way they run the ball is very physical, how they mix it with their slant plays. This is why they're beating people. They're playing that physical run game and slant. But our defense is very good enough to stop that, hopefully. So I'm not even worrying about that. But I'm still thinking this is like an audition game for Freddie Kitchens, down to the quarterback, down to the offensive lineman, even for the running backs, even Saquon Barkley. Everybody want to say this offensive line ain't blocking, but listen, I ain't saying they were doing their best, but they somehow was kind of like, I would say, just a little bit below average. They're holding blocks. I just don't think certain running backs are finding the holes. And I don't mean a hot back from last year, like the running back I was talking about, how he was very slow, but he was finding holes. But just to kind of find out, it's just like, hey, listen to me, man. Don't think that Saquon is finding the holes, tell you the truth. He's not a I don't know what it is. So how they get together. And then I somehow think, I'm going to say his name, I really thought Jason Garrett probably was using every angle like he was Jason Witten for some odd reason. And it just never worked. So hopefully Freddie Kitchens can find some other type of way to use him. Hopefully he will. And listen, I did see some nice combination routes last week with John Ross. He had John Ross running some nice deep crossing route, a drag route. It was very nice to see it. If y'all looked at it, it was very nice if you get a chance. But if we get the running game going, hopefully we should get by. Actually, we have enough talent to win this game. Like, I'm going to hop back on that. We have enough talent on the offensive side of the ball to win this game. So that's why I say it doesn't matter who's at quarterback. I just want Freddie Kitchens just to coach well game, just like he did last week. That's it. And our defense should handle the rest. Because I think on the defense side of the ball, we're a little bit better. So that's what I'm saying, because I just know my personnel, and I know it is.
All right. Man, that's a good point. He has some good points in there, man. I wrote it down. Shout out to Billy Bob, man. Thanks. Let's bring on Meltdown, man. Meltdown, what's your thoughts, man, versus the Fins? Giants side of the ball, Dolphins side of the ball, matchups on the field. What's your thoughts, man?
I agree. I agree with what Billy Bob just said. I believe, personally, that our defense is just a little bit better than theirs, and we're coming off a game that, you know, our offense didn't score a lot. I know they didn't score a whole lot, but our defense shut down Jalen Hurts. That's a big. That's huge. These guys are getting better. You know, like I think it was D was saying that our defense bends but don't break. That's what they've been doing. So they've been kind of sticking up with it. But besides the Bucs game where they fell apart in the second half, we were in that game leading up until the third quarter. We was in that game. And it was our defense keeping us in that game. But also, our offense has to put points on the board. We have to try to get something together. Like Billy Boss said, let's get something together on offense. There's been a lot of looks that we've had that where it looks like something, you know, we can almost get something going. But then I don't know what it goes flat. So we just have to be able to put an offense together for 60 minutes to try to beat the Dolphins. I think we can beat them personally. I think we can beat them if our defense plays like they did last week, shutting down their offense completely. I think if we shut their offense down, which their offense is that great, not as good as the Eagles' offense is anyway. So if we're able to shut them down on offense and our defense looks like they did it last week, so it's not like they can't do it. If they can do that and we can push more points on the board, especially more than just 10, 13 points, I think we got a chance to run away with this game and, you know, just try to make a statement. This should be a statement game for the Giants, you know.
Okay. You got anything else you want to say? You got more time. You got about a minute and a half.
That's all I had on my mind. I mean, as far as that game goes, like I said, we can control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, you know, and like I said, the defense can shut them down, and we can put some points on the board. We got a, you know, like I said, we got a very strong strong chance of winning this game, and like I said, making that statement. This is a statement game. There's always one or two every year. So.
All right. Shout out to Meltdown, man. Thank you very much, man. Then we'll bring on Dre.
No problem.
Dre, what's your thoughts on this game, man, versus the Dolphins? Where do you see a matchup advantage for the Giants? Where you think the Dolphins may have an advantage, man? Give us something about what we may see Sunday versus the Dolphins, man. Hope all is well, man.
All right. Listen. So my take on it is, man, we definitely not going to beat the Dolphins with 13 points. Okay, so we got 2 weeks in a row. One, we threw it to our tackle Andrew Thomas, and then last week, I don't think he was offensive number 41. He was more playing like a tight end, wasn't he? Well, anyway, he was on the line, so you know we got in the red zone and we scored two plays back to back. Player coming off the line, up in the front line. You better believe the Dolphins are ready for that. They're going to jump that. So what we need to do when we get in the red zone, stop bullshitting, throw the damn ball to Galladay. That's what we got him for. Red zone. We need to take it back to when Eli was throwing it to Plex, which was basically the last time that we had a good red zone offense. Eli and Plex, it's like that bullet was a curse. That when he shot it, so it was like a curse to the organization. True. When we had Nix, Cruz, and Manningham, we were scoring, but our red zone offense wasn't nowhere near as good as it was when Eli and Plex was hooking up. That's one. Two. If DJ not ready, don't play him, man. Because like D Bake said. Read option is his bread and butter. I don't know about you guys, but I noticed without the read option, that's when he commits his turnovers. I'm not talking about throwing interceptions. I'm talking about them fumbles. That's when he fumbles because for some reason, in read option, if the line break down, he's more comfortable scrambling and taking off, running and avoiding the sacks than the line breaking off on a not breaking down on a non-read option play, and he's back there in the pocket. Like I mentioned last week, I was shocked that he stepped up that one play and avoided the rush. I know it's easier said than done, but I really can't remember the last time I've seen him do that in the 3 years that he's been with us. So, I mean, he has it there. He has a little bit of pocket presence, but He really don't show it unless we do a read option. And the fact that he's, you know, healing from the neck injury, also like D-Bake said, he don't like to slide. So if we run a read option and he's not ready, he's injured and he's not ready, then he's going to end up getting injured because he don't like to slide. As far as the defense, just play like we did last week. Like I said, hopefully the offense can put more points because the defense don't break, but they do get tired. So,
all right, cool.
Yeah.
Wrote down some of the good points on Galladay, DJ not being ready, the RPO not being an option. Shout out to Dre, man. Kristen's joined the episode. Shout out to Kristen. Give us your thoughts. Give us 3 minutes, and I'm going to go to the video panel and get their thoughts on or ask questions to any stakeholder on the platform for the next 6 minutes before we get to the picks. Kristen, what's going on? How you doing?
Good. How's everybody doing tonight?
Pretty good.
I just got one thing to say. You know,
okay.
We've been letting Solder rot for a minute now. We all felt bad for him. He was going through a lot of crap. he needs to go. We can't afford to have weak links anymore. And Pert, my boy from UConn, he's got to step it up. These guys have to tighten up the defense. If they don't, we're in big trouble. But other than that, hopefully Dallas lose tonight, and I'll feel so much better headed into the weekend. But anyway, bleed blue, everybody.
Shout-outs to Kristen. Cool. Thank you for checking in with us. Lady Blue, I'm going to go to you, man. Ask any stakeholder a question and let them answer for a minute. I want to try to get as many people as we can in the next 7 to 8 minutes so we get to the picks. Lady Blue, feel free. You got anything to say or question to anybody on the panel?
I really don't have any questions. We've covered a lot. Like I said, I'm just tired of being in the state of confusion with our team. I mean, we never know who's going to show up or who's going to play, and I don't know. I think my question is, God's honest truth, what do we need to do to shut down Miami? I mean, we
all
know.
Who wants to answer that?
Yeah, I mean,
what's the
we
raise
all
your
know
hand?
It's simple, you know, defense and offense, but I want what needs to actually happen for us to win this flipping game.
All right, anybody can step in. Who wants to answer that question? Say something. Go ahead, Dave. I see you. Go ahead, Dave.
To beat Miami, is my opinion. I know everybody has their opinion, so I love coming to the show because I learn more and more. But I truly believe that Barkley needs to stay on the field every time they're on offense. Because even if Barkley rushes and he only gets 1 yard, it doesn't matter. His presence on the field will start making that defensive coordinator on the other side second-guessing what defense they're going to play. You know, so I think it's just Barkley needs to get his touches. Barkley, it doesn't matter if he's rushing or passing. If Barkley could touch the ball at least 15 or 20 times in a game, the Giants will always have a chance to win because our defense is doing a good job this year. So that's what I think. I think
Barkley. I was going to answer that. Let me get like 10 seconds. I like what we did last week with Xavier McKinney really ball hawking back there. So maybe because Tua has a inability sometimes to stare down receivers, and we have a back end of the secondary to really keep the Dolphins honest, I believe. Bakes, you want to answer that, or anybody else wants to answer Lady Blue's question? Go ahead, Carl.
Part of me thinks that you would want to make Miami completely one-dimensional because of the fact that they have the worst blocking in the league. And I think if you get into – now, the problem is the only way that that can happen is if you're leading the game by more than a touchdown. You know, unfortunately, for whatever reason last week, Philadelphia chose not to run the ball more than they did. I don't know why. They started out passing for whatever reason. But if you watch the tape of how they were blowing guys off the ball when they were running the ball, it was amazing that they even passed the ball one time in that game on Sunday. But, you know, to their idiocy, they did do it. On this game, because Miami cannot play in a – because they don't have the receivers. Once you put them in a position where they have to throw the ball more than they can run it, then you sort of discombobulate their entire offensive system. Because right now, the last few weeks, what's been happening is they've been able to run the ball just enough. They've been able to keep themselves in positions where they don't have to throw the ball, you know, on third and long and such like that. But also the defense is holding the other team down just enough to where not only are they getting takeaways and stuff like that, but the game flow is not being set up in such a way where they have to, you know, have Tua win the game for them. So once you, if the score is, I don't know, and this is probably what's going to happen on Sunday, I don't know, 10-10, 13-10, in that sort of, point range during the course of the game, well, then Miami can pretty much do what they would want to do on offense. But if you make the score, 17-3, now all of a sudden, you know, what they've been doing on offense with the running back, Gaskin, I think, it's not Kenyon Drake, he's on the Raiders. There's the other running back that hasn't hasn't been getting as much time. You know, those two guys have been able to sort of put an imprint on the game because of the way the flow has gone. But if you eliminate that aspect and just make Tua throw to, Gesicki and Jalen Waddle, and they don't really have any other receivers beyond that, put them in that position, and then you go from there. But until the game flow is set up in such a way where Miami is able to sort of play both sides with running and passing, it's going to be hard to really sort of put them in a position where, you know, they are out of, you know, what they, you know, have been doing the last couple of weeks.
All right. I'm going to go to Bakes real quick. Bakes, you got a question or a comment for any stakeholder, and let them answer, whoever wants to jump in and answer or reply to Bakes. Bakes, you'll be the last one before we get to the picks.
Well, my concern is offensively, and I want to know offensively what can we do to start generating more points in this game and moving forward where we can be competitive, because I think we have a defense that can keep us in the game, but our offense is letting us down. So with the addition now of or the subtraction of Garrett bringing in Kitchens, what do we need to do offensively to generate more offense?
Anybody want to answer that? Meltdown, Lit.
Yo.
No, Lit's gone. Anybody want to answer that? Dre? Go ahead. Who's that?
I answer that.
Okay.
Billy Bob, I answer that. Listen, like I told y'all, man, they doing the same. Listen, we did that last week. That's all we have to do. And listen, and Dolphins been doing it. I told y'all. They have a very vanilla offense, and it's more predicated on short slants. So they put themselves within, like, second and third and three. And believe it or not, previous, the Giants been in a lot of third and threes. We just been running boneheaded plays that just have not been working. We just been throwing, like, routes that have been not just, like, you just looking at it. But that's what the Dolphins are doing. They get into these third and threes, these second and threes, very short down. And like I said, with a physical running game, they pick these short yards up. And that's why you should say to ourselves, why are we not picking up these 32s with our running back? And I said that's predicated on our running back. That can say the line because I'm like, the running backs are getting there. They just run it right smack into the back of the line. If y'all look at most of the plays, I'm watching running back just run right smack into the line. They're not trying to figure out a way how to get through these holes. They just figure like, hey, I don't have nowhere to go, so I'm just going, like, no, stop that. Really run like with some authority. Run with some like authority, like how you see how them Dolphins run the backs run. And that's why I said it's crazy, but that's why I say this is a audition for Freddie Kitchens to see if he can do what he did last week. Just and more, and you would have had Saquon. He had a big run, I think.
Come on, Billy Bob.
But that's why I said. Go ahead. But.
All right, Carl, you got your hand raised. Give us 30 seconds, Carl, if you could give it an answer to that question so we can jump into the picks.
Yeah, you know, there's been this discussion of the plays that are being run. Unfortunately, they're not blocking. The Giants' run blocking this season has been off. I was looking at this the last 5 weeks, right? So the Giants have run the ball 122 times. 32% of the time, they've had a run for 1, 0, or negative yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 32% of the runs are basically just give up, like just giving up right off the bat. You may as well just run something else. And now there was a talk. Now last week, Saquon in the game had 13 runs for 40 yards. He had a 32-yard run. So if you just do the math, 12 runs for 8 yards on the rest of the plays. So to say just give Saquon more touches, I'd be very leery about that. Because if you look at his production relative to – it's not like he's getting 4 or 5 yards whenever he's getting the ball. He's getting a lot of negative yardage when he's getting the ball, and you are just hoping upon hope that he's giving you one play for 20 yards. That has not happened for the most part. So, you know, the offensive line is part of this because I think with 6 of the 13 runs that he had last week, he was hit behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, what do you want to do?
Right.
the plays are getting blown up. And on the plays he actually has, he's not finding holes. What do you want him to do?
All right. Hold on. All right, go ahead, Dave. Give us like 20 seconds or 30 seconds real quick.
Well, I'll give you 5 seconds. I just wanted – the reason I say Barkley needs to touch the ball more is because last week, the only reason we really won that game is because Freddie Kitchen was created, and he controlled the clock, the tempo of the game, and it gave the defense rest. So when the defense came on the field, they did what they had to do. There's no way I would be surprised if for the rest of the season the Giants are gonna score more than 30 points in a game. So, I mean, I'm just saying the more touches that Barkley get, the more creative Freddie Kitchen get. If he could control the tempo of the game, we're going to be in every game because of our talent. We got the talent to win. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Cool.
I just want to say real quick that the Giants haven't scored 30 points in a game this year. Highest has been 29 in a loss to Washington in week 2.
All right. Let's fly through these picks, man, so you guys have enough time to get it all out in the final thoughts. And maybe we'll get into a little bit of an overtime as well. Brush up on any Giant fan stuff, game stuff and all that, a little bit of overtime. And I know I got to get a game to watch. I got to watch the Knicks. All right, we got the Washington football team versus the Raiders. We got the Chargers at the Bengals. We got the Patriots at the Bills. I think that's a Sunday night game or a Monday night game. It's one of those night games. And Giants at the Dolphins. Lady Blue, go ahead and lead us off with the confidence picks. I'll go ahead and start writing them down.
4 Raiders, 3 Bengals, 2 Bills, 1 Giants. And let me add just one more thing. In order for us to win, we need to flip and get touchdowns and not play for just field goals.
All right, shout out to Lady Blue, man. Let's go to Carl. Carl, what's your picks?
Yes, sir. Give me Cincinnati for 4. Give me Miami for 3. Buffalo for 2.
Okay.
And Vegas for 1.
All right, shout outs to Carl on that. Let's go to Dave, man. Dave, what you got for us, man? What's your picks?
I got Bengals with 4, Patriots with 3, Washington with 2, Giants with 1.
All right. Shout outs to Dave, man. Thank you very much on that. Did Lit join us back? No, I don't see him. D. Bakes, Frontliners. What you got for our picks?
Yeah, I got the same thing that Dave have. I got Cincy with 4, Pats 3, No Names 2, NYG 1.
All right, cool. Billy Bob, what you got for your picks, man?
I might be going backward, but I got Giants with 4. Raiders with 3. Chargers with 2. I'm missing one. Oh, okay. And I got Patriots with, 1?
Yep. All right, cool. All right, Meltdown is going to shout out to Meltdown for joining us. Drake, your picks, man. What you got? Dre, you might be on mute.
Oh, shit. My bad. Who the Bengals playing? That's the only one I got missing.
The Chargers.
Okay. Damn, I thought it was Chargers versus Bills. But, okay, let me get Chargers 2. Giants 1, 2-1, Raiders 3, and Bills 4.
All right. Shout outs to Dre, man. Thank you very much. Krista, you got some picks for us, some confidence picks?
Cincinnati 2, Giants 1, Chargers 3,
yep.
Who else is left?
Yep. No, you picked the same game twice. You said Chargers and Bengals. You said Cincinnati first time, too.
Cincinnati, 1. Giants,
okay.
2.
Who's
left?
Washington at Las Vegas, the Raiders.
That would be the Raiders.
Okay, at what number?
4.
Okay, and Bills and Patriots. That would be a 3 game.
Bills.
Bills at a 3? All right, that's the picks, man. Shout-outs to everybody. Let's try to get to the final thoughts. We only have a few minutes. We'll try to extend this into the overtime. Lady Blue, give us about 30 seconds on your final thoughts. We'll send it on to the overtime.
Final thoughts is I just want another win. You know, my goal for this season is to at least get 500 or to get beyond 500. But I just see a win. Yeah, I know. And let's try and I want the defense to continue getting some turnovers. We've had a good streak with that for the past 13 weeks. We've had nonstop turnovers. Let's keep it up. But I just really want to see a win. That's about it. Let's bleed blue, baby. Just bleed blue.
What's up? Shout out to Lady Blue, man. I miss those whistles, man. Shout out to LB. Carl, final thoughts. 30 seconds, sir.
Yes, sir. Saying goodbye. You know, on the game on Sunday night, they showed that graphic where they showed the playoff picture for the NFC, and they had the Giants in the box. And I felt like, hey, as long as they're there, like, you know, we talk about how the season's over in October. Just to see, like, December the 2nd and the box is still showing Giants in the hunt, take what you can get. I don't know how long it's going to last, but let's see what happens on Sunday and keep them in the hunt for another week.
All right, man. Shout out to Carl at the C Notes, man. Let's go to Dave. It's 30 seconds, man.
Hey, man, just let's win, man. I just want the Giants to win this week, but like that, you know, my flight to L.A. would be much sweeter than that. You know, it would be much sweet going to L.A. with a W. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go to L.A. with an L, you know? And let's have the front liners. I can't wait to chill with the front liners. It's been 2 years. Can't wait, man. Let's just get this W, man. That's all I want. I want this W. I could go to L.A. with a smile in my face.
Hey, you cheesing like hell over there, man. Shout out to Dave. Shout out to Dave, man. Thank you very much, man. D-Bakes frontliners, man. One more time, your final thoughts on the team and also summarize the tailgate information you got for the next 2 weeks.
Yo, I like everybody, man. I want to see a win. I chuckle when I see the playoff picture and that we're in the hunt because I just don't feel like we're in the hunt. I don't feel like we know what direction we're going in. So I find it funny, but I guess it's good just to be in the conversation because I don't feel like we're in the hunt. But I would love to see us win two in a row. That would be nice. Two in a row would be nice. And like Dave said, it would be nice to get on that plane with a bet on your pocket. We're going to L.A. regardless, Dave. So whether it's a dub or L, we're going to be there. And Frontliners are going to represent this weekend in Miami. So everybody coming to Miami, we're going to be in Lot 22 this Sunday, okay, from 8 to 12. So come out, support, bring something. If you want to donate, that's fine too. But we're going to be out there. We're going to be in the full force. So we're going to have a good time. And definitely L.A. is going to be our big weekend. And look out for that. The information is out there. The community service, people come out and support the community service on Saturday. The meet and greet is Friday. And, of course, the tailgate is Sunday and the game, man. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see all my peoples I haven't seen since 2019. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm hoping for a win. And let's take it from there. Bleed blue.
All right, bleed blue. Shout-outs to Bakes, man. Billy Bob, give us 30 seconds, man. We're running out of time. We're going to send this to the OT, though. But go ahead, Billy Bob. Final thoughts. 30 seconds.
Okay, real quick, man. Listen, man. Everybody breathe easy. We have a team. Hey, listen. When I say we're talented, we even have a better field goal kicker, so we should win either way. Regardless, is it by a field goal or somehow somebody on our offense decided to say, hey, this is my day, let's play. So that's all I really got to tell y'all, man. But just sit back, man. We good, man. Hey, the golf is good. I mean, the Giants are good, man.
All right, cool. Billy Bob, stay with us on the OT if you got time, and shout-outs to Billy Bob. Dre, final thoughts. Give us 30 seconds. We might make the clock.
Man, just listen, just get the W, man. One, because you need the W, and two, because I live down here. I can't be, you know, rocking Giants gear down here after the game, and they done whooped us. Miami fans aren't that bad if they beat you, but still, I still know that they beat us, so bleed blue.
Bleed blue, shout-outs to Dre, man. Thank you very much. Kristen, right on the clock, man, 30 seconds.
Shout out to the frontliners. I'm going to miss you guys this year. Just bring us home the win. And the only way to utilize Barkley to the fullest, stop using him as a running back and let him be a wide receiver. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Man, we're going to make the clock. It's not going to cut us off. For Lady Blue, Carl, Dave, Definition of Lit, D. Biggs, Billy Bob, Meltdown, Dre, Kristen, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, the whole shebang. You see the link to the show on the pages, man. Please share it so you can get the information now on what they said about the games, the events they got going on, man. A lot of people put in a lot of hard work studying up on this team, and as well as going to the games and putting in on festivities for everybody, man. So stay on for the overtime if you don't want to hang up. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen. Blee blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Blee blue, 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 blee blue.